Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Blow the Shofar Radio. It's a special edition of Blow the Shofar Radio this August 1st, 2013. And in today's broadcast, we have a special guest live from Belgium. Mm-hmm. She is the coordinator of the Hallelujah Scriptures Children's Project, mm-hmm. also in the missions. Mm-hmm. And her name is Danette Garcia. Welcome, Danette.
Oh, thank you, Brother Shofar. And a good day to you and to all the listeners of your show, the Blow the Shofar radio program. It's my honor to be here.
Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you as well. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get right into it. I have some questions for you on the children's book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, could you please tell us about the children's book of the Hallelujah Scriptures and how is it different from all of the children's books that we already have today?
We are so very excited to tell the listeners about this ongoing project, and we call it Hallelujah Scriptures Children's Book. It is simply unique and one of its kind because it has never been done in the history before. You know, brother, as a mother, being involved in this project is such an honor because we know that it will have positive impact on the lives of our children, not only on this generation, but, you know, from generation to generation. So your question, what makes this children's book unique? There are at least five unique features of the children's book that we would like to share the readers so that they will have an idea what is it. Apart from the fact that all the projects of the Hallelujah Scriptures are given free to anyone who cannot afford or truly poor, while supported by those who can. The first feature of this book is that it will contain no pagan titles. So I think that's the first book that I ever encounter, especially names pertaining to the Father, to the Son, and to His people. We will use the original, the names of the Father and the Son, and this will be written in the ancient Paleo-Hebrew letters. If you are familiar with the Hallelujah Scriptures, it will be similar to that. To help the readers, there will be a glossary, brother, at the end of the book, which explains the meaning of these words. So in a way, as the children are exposed to reading this text, it will add some Hebraic flavor to the story, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, and then second, talking about Hebraic flavor, brother, it will also use the transliterated Hebrew names of the characters rather than traditional. So instead of, for example, Isaiah, it will use Yeshayahu, instead of Joshua, Yehoshua, and so on and so forth. So that's the second.
Yes.
And then the third unique feature of this is that it will contain scripts or text directly quoted from the scriptures. So there will be no paraphrasing or oversimplification of the story. I think this is that is one of the unique things about this. You know, as I'm a mother and I've been reading lots of children's books, and normally these are, you know, very simplified. But this one, they will be exposed at a very young age about the scriptures. And we believe, brother, that with the guidance of the Ruach HaKodesh, plus the parents, children can truly understand the scriptures as they are written. That is why we do encourage parents to diligently teach their children as they read the children's book. This book is meant to be read in tandem, you know, parents and children. So it will be doubly fun and educative for both the parents and the child.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, let me ask you, mm-hmm. What is the aim or vision of the Hallelujah Scriptures for this one-of-a-kind children's book? And why do you say it is so special and life-changing for the children?
Okay. Well, a while ago, I said the three main unique features, but actually there are two more, which will help you answer the second question. The fourth unique feature of this book is that The illustrations that we will use, brother, will be lifelike illustrations. No cartoons, it will appear as in reality, because children, when they see cartoons, they think it's a fairy tale. So in a way, because through the vivid pictures, they will know that this is real. They can relate to the story. They can apply it to their lives. So that's very good. And then the last unique feature that I want to mention is that while many children's books today are arranged chronologically, the Hallelujah Scriptures children's book will be a topical book. So we have for each book a theme, and it will contain two parallel stories, one from the First Covenant and the other from Renewed Covenant. You know, brother, many people today believe that the First Covenant, or what is commonly known as the Old Testament, has been done away with, which is not true. So in this book, brother, we will present the scriptures as one. It flows very smoothly, so that the each book, you will see a theme, one topic, one story from the Old Testament and the Renewed Testament, and you will see the relevance. Just for example, we are working on the first book, which is entitled The Creation, the Fall, and the Promised Redeemer. If you will notice, the creation starts with, it starts with the perfect creation. That's the story. The perfect creation of our Elohim until the fall of man, Adam and Eve, or Hawa.
Right.
And we see when the serpent was cursed, a promised redeemer was prophesied to deliver the fallen man from the power of the adversary. So there's a war from the beginning between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Now, as the children reads through the book, he will see that this prophecy is fulfilled in the renewed covenant with the birth of the Messiah. So that's the first book. Now, your question is, next question is, what is the aim? We really aim to print thousands and thousands of this book, not only in English, but in different languages for children and parents. Because, you know, brother, many of our children and parents today don't even know what the name is of our Heavenly Father and
that's
the Son.
True.
Yeah, it's so, that's really heartbreaking. So we really make a lot of effort with each book, so that even if a child will only have one book to read, and then he gets a copy of the Hallelujah Scriptures children's book, it will be life-changing. Well, the word says that Yahweh's word is light, gives understanding to the simple. It is alive. It is active. You know, we read that in the scriptures. It is character molding, brother. So in that way, it is indeed life-changing. Yes.
That's right. And when do we expect it to be published and released for the children and for their parents to enjoy as well?
We really pray that for the book one that I just mentioned, which is entitled The Creation, the Fall, and the Promised Redeemer, we really hope to publish it before the year ends. Just to give you an idea, and also the listeners, at the moment, brother, we are halfway through the artwork of the first book, which will be used to all the translations. As I mentioned before, the artwork is very elaborate to do. It is lifelike. So each piece is like a work of art in itself. So it takes time. So what we do, brother, we have we have volunteers specifically for the children's book. And simultaneously, we are doing translations of the English script to other languages while we are doing or finishing the artwork. And
right.
As of now, as of today that we are talking, August 1, 2013, I am very happy, hallelujah, that three translations have been completed, namely Spanish, Afrikaans, this is the language in South Africa, Kiswahili, Kenya, so that's the third. And then I was just told this week, the fourth language, which is Urdu, the language in Pakistan, has been finalized. So out of the seven languages that we are working on, four have been finished. And then there are the other two, Hebrew and Filipino, these are rapidly progressing. Hopefully, we will finish that soon also. And then the seventh one, which is next in line, will be Chinese. You know, Chinese, we have lots. I think that's the number one language used because, you know, of the population of the Chinese people. Right. So that will be next in line.
Yeah, so the Chinese people are very hungry for the Father's Word, that's for sure.
Yes,
brother. Yes, absolutely. And for all interested listeners, how can they help support the project, and how can they pre-order these children's books?
There are many ways to help the project. You know, there's no word to express how important this project. This is for the children, our children of today, and also for the future. If there's a best legacy that you can give to the children, this will be it. You know, this is character molding, and this will help them at a young age to build strong relationship to the source of happiness and everything, which is our Father and the Son, Yeshua. So there are three ways to help. First, if they know any languages apart from the seven that I just mentioned, and they can help in the translation, proofreading, then they contact us, and we will be happy to, you know, to get in touch with them so that we can publish the book also in other languages. So that's one. Number two, they can donate. As I've said, the principle behind it is we give free as many copies freely to those in need in third world and poor countries. But of course, printing costs. It costs money. So if they are blessed with to be financially capable, they can donate by simply visiting the website, that is www.hallelujahscriptures.com. And once they get to the home page, there is a children's book button which they can click, and they have the option, brother, to even select which language they want to support. For example, if they want Chinese, or if they want a Filipino or Spanish or other languages, then they can be very specific about it, or just general.
Right.
And then the third way to help is we really want more people to help us help others. So they can, for example, pre-order, and then give, once they receive the copies, they can distribute it to their local libraries, Sunday schools, and many avenues where you can find the children. So, right. Yeah, just distribute. Because each book is not really thick. Huh? It's maybe less than 35 pages, something like that. It's right. It's very handy and very enjoyable to read. So we want to distribute to as many places as possible, especially to those who do not know yet the names of the Father and the Son.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. We look forward to that. It sounds like such a wonderful, wonderful project, and we cannot wait for the release date for that, for sure.
Yes, we need prayers. Yes, and support.
Amen. And that's right. We need people to pray as well for this project, that it goes forth, that the enemy is going to try to hinder this project from going forth, and the prayers and the support are really appreciated.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank
you,
brother.
Let's talk now about missions, because I hear that you're part of the missions. So let's speak about the Hallelujah Scriptures Reach Out Missions. Please tell us more about the missions project of Hallelujah Scriptures. Okay. And what is your personal involvement? To what countries have you been distributing the scriptures so far?
Okay. First, just a little background before I go to the Reach Out Ministries. The vision of the Hallelujah Scriptures has always been to give the scriptures freely to those who cannot afford, you know, those who who are have no means of affording, those who have no options. You know how it feels to. I'm not sure if many people realize how difficult it is to live in a country where it is very poor, and you can't afford to buy even the basic necessities of life, much like a copy of the scriptures. But you know, you don't want anything except the Bible. So that's the vision, and then those who are financially capable will donate. Now, to be able to realize this, there are many, let's say 50 volunteers of Hallelujah Scriptures working to make this a reality. And then we have this missions team where I help, wherein we get requests from people who cannot afford. Then we check them if their need is real, and then if we check that this is a real need, then we send copies. But you know, brother, many of these people cannot even contact us. They don't have a computer or internet. So right. This missions team, we do proactive searching. This team is dedicated in seeking out brethren and messianic groups, sacred name congregations all over the world, and we prioritize those who are truly in need so that we can send many, many free copies. So that's why sometimes they will say, oh, how amazing is the love of the Father. I've been only praying for a copy, and then through the wonderful ways created by our Heavenly Father, then they receive Hallelujah Scriptures freely. What we do is we ask around. We, aside from computer searching out these groups, we ask around if there are missionaries who are going to poor countries. So, for example, there's an elder or pastor going to poor countries. We send them lots of copies so that they can distribute it to the poor country for free, and that helps us also to save on shipping costs, so that we have more funds to print more copies. We need the help of more brothers and sisters so that we can reach His people worldwide. Now, I'm so excited, brother, that to tell you that we have been sending hundreds of free copies to many third world countries. And also poor countries, just like Africa. Africa, you know, the need there is very, very great. There was a sister who summarized the need in one sentence, and she really described it well. She said, "The famine of His word is greater than famine of food in Africa." Can you believe? Yes. But it's so touching that these people really give value to His word. So we've been sending free copies to there in Africa, such as Kenya, Nigeria, Uganda. Recently, we sent some copies to South Africa, but we are just finishing some papers because in South Africa, they have lots of paper requirements. But we hope once it's done, we can send hundreds and hundreds of free copies there, just like in Kenya.
Yes.
We've been also sending free copies to the Philippines, which is my homeland. And that's where I have an experience in personally distributing to the brethren there. Also to India, Dominica, Pakistan, Thailand, Malaysia, Korea, Indonesia, and even Israel. We were able to send also copies to some Middle East countries, which is very challenging, brother. You know, Bibles are not freely, you cannot freely read there. So we have to be innovative in seeking safe ways to send the Bible there.
Right.
But of course, we should not forget, for our listeners, we are also distributing copies to United States.
Yes, absolutely.
Most of where, you know, donations come from, United States, United Kingdom. We're happy that the orders there are picking up. Europe, you know, I'm in Belgium, and I'm happy that recently the Father is calling more and more people here in Europe. Europe is said to be a desert in terms of spirituality, but the Father is calling, and that is really good news. Yeah, and I think lastly, New Zealand and Australia, we've been also sending there copies. Yes, hallelujah, brother.
Yes, absolutely. And could you elaborate and tell us a little bit more about the biblical principle that Hallelujah Scriptures is going by? That is, it's free to those who cannot afford and supported by those who can.
Okay. This principle, biblical principle, is non-traditional, because usually we're used to just buying a copy for ourselves. But this one, we encourage people to share, which is, you know, being taught in the scriptures. Basically, those who donate do so not only to cover the cost for their own copy, but we encourage them to add more so that they can help us cover the cost for other people who receive free copies. Aside from the countries that I've mentioned who've been receiving free copies as part of our missions, there are actually other groups like the prisons ministry, homeless, and the truly poor brethren. Even in this rich country, I mentioned, there are still people who cannot afford, who requested for copies. So the needs is just so great, and the copies of Hallelujah Scriptures is limited. So what we do as faithful stewards of the Father, we try to encourage them to share. On the other hand, on the recipient side, we encourage them to share each precious copy for the family. For example, we ask a congregation, how many families do you have, instead of how many members? Because, you know, each copy is precious, so it's better that at least one family will get one copy, and then we can distribute and allocate more copies around the world. So right. It's both ways. We encourage them to share.
Amen. Amen. And then also, can you tell us a little bit about your personal experience in distributing the Hallelujah Scriptures? How do the recipients, those who receive the copy, how do they receive the Hallelujah Scriptures so far? How do they react to that?
As I mentioned a while ago, Philippines is my homeland, and there are 100, maybe in this year, 100 million Filipinos, and there are middle class, the rich, but still majority are what we call still the poor. So it's really beyond words to express how grateful and joyous these people are when they receive copies of our Father's word. It's like, you know, receiving a love letter from a very dear person, like our Heavenly Father and His Son Yeshua, and they are simply stunned and speechless to receive it for the very first time. Some people here receive such kind of Bible for the very first time. Our country is Christian, so while there are many Bibles abound, but this is unique, and also it is free. So those who receive it really are very, very grateful. Many people even waited for a long time just to have a copy. So basically, that's my personal experience in distributing. We do take pictures so that we can share it to the supporters. Yes. We usually post them on the website so that
enjoy those.
Yeah. So people will see how these people are very grateful, first to the Father and the Son who make everything possible, because actually it is really Him. We are just instruments, but it's really His provision. And as I told you, since we are proactively searching for congregations, we ask for referrals. So the end recipients, those who receive it for free, are amazed that the Father heard their cries, that, oh, finally, I'm so thankful that I received this, you know, because they don't even have the means to communicate. But yes. Hallelujah, their prayers are heard. On the other hand, I also have experience being in Belgium. I also have experience sending or sharing his word to brethren here in Europe. So there, it's also picking up, and it's very a joyful experience to know that a country, a rich country, who has, how do I say, who doesn't seem to need a savior, because, you know, it's a foreign concept to them, the mm-hmm. spirituality, but to know that there are brethren around, and then it's picking up, the requests are picking up, it's really very touching, and we just give the honor and praise to the Heavenly Father and His Son.
Amen. Yeah, I mean, I would get there was a young lady on Facebook, and she posted a picture of herself with the Hallelujah Scriptures. A young lady, maybe a late teenage years. I doubt she's even in her 20s, but I think she's a teenager. And she described the Hallelujah Scriptures as precious.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You could see her love for the Word of the Father, and the way she described it as precious to her. And, you know, that copy of that scripture mm-hmm. just means so much to her, and it's precious as it does. It means so much to so many out throughout the whole world. And mm-hmm. we tend sometimes to take the Word of the Father for granted, because, like, yes. as myself, I have probably mm-hmm. hundreds of copies of translations here in my
yes.
own home. So, you know, I have access to everything I want. Mm-hmm. And I could afford it, you know, mm-hmm. all praise due to the Father. Mm-hmm. But there are those who don't have anything.
Mm, yes.
So when you give them that copy of the Hallelujah Scriptures, to them, it's gold. It's like you described it. It's a love letter mm-hmm. from the Father to them. And they just love it so, so much. And it really just, you know, it's inspiring. And it makes me love the Word of the Father even so much more, and appreciate what I have and what I've been
yes.
given.
You know, brother, recently we sent copies to Dominica and some Muslim countries. And most of these people have never seen a word, you know, the Father's Word, or never owned a copy. They have no means of affording, no options. And then suddenly when they receive it, you know, it's as you said, it's precious, more precious than gold. They have waited all their lives, sometimes generations, you know, from generations, it's already a
yeah.
family, not having Bible scriptures. And then now the Father has heard. It's really, as you said, it makes us more appreciative of what we have. And I hope the listeners, being mostly they live in the West, so they can also be appreciative. How comforting it is to have His Word, you know, when you are
yes.
distressed or have problems, you have comfort. You can read it.
And it's true Word. It's not just having it. I mentioned before, I have many translations, but let mm-hmm. me tell you, the Hallelujah Scriptures is indeed the superior, the best, mm-hmm. most accurate restored name translation there is, period. And
yeah.
when you know that, when you're giving those scriptures, putting them in the hand of these people, that they're not only just getting a translation of scriptures and the Father's Word, they're getting an accurate translation of the Father's Word.
Yeah.
Yes. Nothing take it out, nothing added, just the Father's pure, pure Word. That's
mm-hmm.
that's special within itself.
Yes.
And so, Sister Deb, can you tell us how the listeners can support this worthy project?
Well, just like the children's book, there are many ways of supporting the missions ministry, and they will impact lives of many of thousands of people who are really in need. So I thought I can only think of at least four. Our listeners can of course help financially. You know, material things, all these blessings are just temporary. If you are blessed with means, then you can make donations or even monthly donations. There are people who request this facility, and right now there is already the automatic monthly donations. If they want to do, they can just go to the website. And to all your listeners, rest assured that all volunteers, we don't receive any salaries or compensation. We are one in this goal, wherein all the donations simply go straight to the project, mainly the printing, shipping, and of course other costs, if that's what the donor wants. So everything just goes there. If you donate and you give extra, it will just go into one basket, so that we can reach out. So that's one. Number two is referrals. If you know believers in countries, for example, brother, right now for the missions, we want to reach out to communist and other Muslim countries, because the need there is great, like in Vietnam, Cambodia, Sri Lanka, Brazil, Korea, Russia, India, and many more Middle East countries. Of course, we will continue to support the third world and poor countries, which we are now reaching out, because we are just, you know, how do I say, touching a few. You know, the need is really, really great. And this is just a beginning. So that's second. The third support that they can do is by offering one's time and service, by being part of the volunteers of the missions team. Right now, as we are speaking, we are actually, we need help in, if someone can volunteer seeking out fellowship groups, and also in making shipping arrangements. You know, it takes lots of effort to arrange sending out Bibles, especially, you know, you arrange with shipping companies, right, and all of that. And it takes a lot of things to do.
Yes.
Finally, we really need prayers and fasting. We cannot underestimate the importance of prayer and fasting, because, brother, in this work, in this voluntary work that we do, the battle is really spiritual. As you said, the adversary hates this project. He has been hiding the names of the Father and for many, many years. So he really hates this one. That's why our weapon is the sword of truth. And yeah, we do have a team for doing all the prayers, and then daily prayer, and then there's also monthly for the fasting. So as many volunteers who are prayerful, then we really appreciate it very, very much.
Amen. Amen. And you also reach out not only to these countries, but also to the prisons. Am I right?
Yes, we do have a ministry, although that is handled by another team, because the Hallelujah Scriptures is composed of different teams. Dedicated. There's another team doing the prisons, but this is really one area which need help, the prisons ministry. And there we do receive letters, and then we proactively you know, look for them, search which are the prisons in USA, for example, and then send copies.
Amen. I mean, yes. Well, we look forward to the children's book. We appreciate, Danette, all your hard work and your dedication to this children's book, which is much and very, very much needed. Yes. And for your work in missions, we appreciate it. And it was such a pleasure talking to you, Sister Danette.
Yeah, it was also a pleasure and a humbling experience for me to be part of the show. This is all for the glory of our Father and the Son. So, to your listeners, thank you also for your time. And we hope that you think of these children. You know, this interview is nothing. It's really what we do. What we do is more important than what we say. So if there's one legacy that you want, you know, for your children, support this children's book. You will touch lives of many, many children around the world. Not only, and then as I've said, not only in this generation, but from generation to generation, you will create impact. You will see how each cent of your donation changes the life of the children. We will post pictures as, of course, as we finish the project. You will see the fruits of your support in the website of the Hallelujah Scriptures.
Amen. Amen. And Sister Danette, please come back and keep us updated. We'd love to have you back in the near future.
Thank you, brother, and thank you to all the listeners for your love for the children, for the parents, for your love for the Father and the Son for the truth. May Yah bless and keep you all. And till next time, brother.
Amen. Till next Amen. Time. Remember, everyone, you can visit www.hallelujah. That's hallelujah with a Y. HallelujahScriptures.com.
Yes.
Visit that site for your copy.
Yes.
Of the Hallelujah Scriptures.
Okay. Thank
Shalom.
You. Shalom. Shalom, brother.